And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And this morning in the studio, I have Ruth Metzger. And I'm going to say her husband kind of roped her into this event years ago, but she's still at it. We're talking about the Helper Arts Festival car show.
That's right. The car show is on Saturday, the 18th, and we start registration at 8, and the show really starts around 10, but to get everybody in and registered, 8 o'clock is the time to be there.
All right. Well, let's back up just a little bit, because Friday night, you have a fun event, and it's fairly new. You just started it not long ago, but it's growing and growing. So tell us a little bit about what's going to happen Friday evening.
Okay, Friday evening we have a burnout in Helper behind the city park. We have three different classes, front wheel, rear wheel, and positraction, and it's open to all cars, trucks, whatever you drive. We try and give you at least two chances to go down the burn alley, depending on time and how many cars. If we have to cut it short, we do, but we score different categories, distance, audience participation, control, and most smoke. And it's really fun to see the guys keep their car moving real slow, but smoking the tires.
Yeah, burning that rubber.
They do. They burn a lot.
All right. So you've got registration set at 6 and the competition starting at 7. Now, it's a cash pot.
It is a cash pot.
And there is an entry fee. So what is that?
The entry fee is $15. That goes back to the drivers, the top three. And we also have a couple of sponsors that have contributed some extra money. So there will be an additional amount.
On top of that.
On top of it. And I can't tell you how much because it depends on how many people enter.
That's quite all right. You just said money, and that's going to do it.
And I hope that brings a lot of people out.
Yeah, it should be fun regardless. Whether you're just going out to be a spectator, it's going to be fun, and it's just right there at the Helper City Park, so you can't miss it. We forgot to mention at the burnout, you don't have to worry about dinner at all because there's going to be concessions. There's going to be food.
There will be food there, and so come hungry.
Yep.
Enjoy the show. Get something to eat and watch your friends and give them a lot of appreciation as they do their thing on the track.
Yeah. How many did you get last year?
I think we had 14. Well, we've done the burnout for about 4 years now.
4 years?
Well, actually 5 years. This would be the
And it just gets bigger and bigger every year?
Right.
All right. Awesome. Now on Saturday, that's the car show itself. And tell us about the details on the car show.
Okay, the car show is open to all cars, classes from 1920s to present day. We have categories for that, for things like special interest import, rat rods. So there's lots of fun there. You enter, we do a lot of trophies. We have some special trophies that, like the police department and the arts festival committee and the mayor choose. And Miss Carbon County will be there. One of the special categories we have this year is the pedal cars.
Now, you started that, was it last year?
We started that last year.
That's what I thought, yeah.
And we did the pedal car corral, and we're going to do the same thing this year. That way, you can bring your car, it can be in the corral, and there's not a chance of people jumping on it and pedaling down the street. I know kids love to do that, and I understand that, but we want to keep your cars in pristine condition.
Right. And do drivers have to be with their cars at all times, or can they park and go enjoy some of the events up further up Main or
at the car show? They can go up and watch the other events and see the booths that are up on the north end of town. We encourage them to be there when we're doing the awards. And a lot of them like to just sit there and
enjoy the sun.
Enjoy the sun, talk with their fellow car enthusiast. And but there's also those that like to leave their car for a little while and go on up the street.
Right. So when will judging begin for the car show?
Judging will begin around 11. And then we'll do awards around 3. But it takes that long after the judges get their answers back to me, and I have to tally them and make sure. You know, we also do a Kids' Choice and a People's Choice, where everyone, whether they have a car or whether they're just coming to look at cars, get to vote for their favorite car.
You're trying to get the community involved.
Right. The community's involved in what they like the best, and that takes time to tally those as well.
How many cars do you usually get? Like, what did you get last year?
I had almost 70.
Wow. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
It took me by surprise there. I didn't expect you to say that. In years past, what's the biggest, would you say?
I think last year was probably about the biggest. We've had anywhere between 50 and 70 most years. A lot of the cars are local, and I really encourage the local people to bring their car out. But I also, if you know someone, have a relative that lives out of the area that has a car, have them bring the car over. I know there's one car that is for sure coming over from Grand Junction.
Oh, good.
So
maybe they'll tell their friends and family to come along with
them.
Come
along, enjoy it, and see what is out there. And it's always nice to see something new. I mean, it's good to see your friends that always enter the show, but it's also nice to see something new and different.
Right. All right. So I started the show off talking about how Ruth kind of got roped into this through her husband, Roger. How many years are we looking at that you two have been doing this?
This is our 9th year doing the show.
Wow. And it's just became part of the festival now. That's just, it has.
The year we started it, the people that were in charge of the arts festival that year asked us if we would do a show, and we talked about it, said yes we would, and we started doing it and have been doing it ever since. And the car show is totally self-sufficient. When we give out trophies, it's thanks to the generosity of local businesses who have supported and bought the trophies. When we do our opportunity drawing, the prizes that are given away are donated by local businesses.
Now, you also have gotten a little bit of help from a couple of agencies.
Yes, this year we were lucky enough to qualify for a grant from the Office of Tourism, and we also got a grant from the Helper Projects Committee. So that has helped with some of the advertising that we've done and some of the things that we're able to do this year.
Well, good. That's always nice to get a little bit of help.
It is. This is the first year that we've had any help with any of the other than what the trophy sponsors have done for us.
Well, good deal. That sounds wonderful. All right, folks, there you have it. It's part of the Helper Arts Festival. It is the car show, the annual car show, I should say. And it includes a burnout contest on Friday. And registration starts at 6 and it starts at 7. Now, that's going to be held up at the Helper City Park, which is by the swimming pool. And then on Saturday, and the entry fee for that is $15. And then on Saturday is the car show. Registration starts at 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. And the show starts at 10 a.m. and goes till 4 p.m. Now, judging will begin at 11 and award ceremony is around 3. And there's going to be 50s music. There's going to be vendors. There's going to be over 40 classes to be awarded, 57 trophies. I mean, you name it, they're probably going to award it. It's going to be a good time. Lots and lots of fun. And that's going to be on the south end of historic Main Street in Helper.
That's right. And just want everyone to come out and enjoy, whether you have a car or not, come and enjoy the show and see what other people hobbies are and their interest and what they've done to their cars.
Well, speaking of hobbies, so does this mean, since this is something you got roped into, do you and Roger do the car thing?
We do. Over the years, we've had a lot of cars. Right now, we have 4. Last year, we had, I think, 6 cars.
Oh, wow.
Actually, we had 7 cars last year.
Goodness, that's a lot.
It is. And
on top of trying to get this event running, so that's good. You guys are awesome. Appreciate you guys doing this.
And thank you for having us and getting this out to the people in our local area.
Good deal. All right, folks, be sure, head on over there Friday and Saturday. Lots of fun stuff happening at the Helper Arts Fest. Been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.